November saw a Republican sweep in elections, awards, recognition, and the county do what it does best, help others. Stepping back into November, I'm Melissa Patrick. November kicked off with just shy of 69% of the voters in Holmes County turning out for the general election, and the majority of them voted Republican, with Donald Trump winning the presidential race, Troy Balderson and Max Miller winning their congressional races, Bernie Moreno winning over incumbent Sherrod Brown, and Mark Heiner winning his state representative race, with all of them winning overall as well. Holmes County would overwhelmingly vote no for issue one on redistricting, and that would ultimately be turned down by the rest of the state as well. All of the issues passed in Holmes County except for the Darb-Snyder Senior Center.
We are really fortunate. I'm proud of the people that are around me. We've worked hard. We've been working hard since 2018, and we're honored and blessed to represent the people of the 12th Congressional District for another term. I really look forward to it.
I want to start with thanking the voters and all of the volunteers who helped me win the race. Whether you put a sign in your yard, talked to a neighbor, or made a donation, every bit of it helped to get me here. No one wins a race by themselves, and I'd like to thank my Democratic opponent for running a clean campaign. And now that the election's over, I'm eager to get to work moving all three of our counties forward.
The news of the October West Holmes School Board meeting shared that with the resignation of Eric Strauss to become a county commissioner early, a new board member would be voted in by the board and would be Joel Yoder.
You know, I grew up here, had my entire education at West Holmes before I went to college, and then I also have students in the district right now. I have a first grader and a fifth grader at Millersburg Elementary, and just want to ensure a strong future for the school district so that they have a good school system. See what's going on, and then I just want to take it day by day and, you know, make sure that we're representing the community well. I think the school board's done a nice job thus far, and I'm not really looking to shake things up, but as much as I am to just be a part of a successful culture.
335 guests attended this year's Holmes County Chamber annual meeting and awards banquet, this year being held at the Berlin Encore for a change of venue from past years. Winning the Community Service Award was 180. Educators of the Year went to Jeff and Renee Woods. Lifetime Achievement to Bob Porter. Small Business was Star Laser. Medium Business was Tecton Engineering. And Large Business of the Year was Berlin Gardens.
Enhancing our Human Resources Council programming. We are also exploring the creation of a Manufacturers Roundtable and Construction Industry Peer Group. We've also created a legislative committee and will plan strategic interactions with our legislators to keep communication strong. Continue to upgrade our communication tools and encourage all members to utilize Growth Zone to manage their membership and listings. We will be introducing our new tourism brand in early 2025, so look for a new logo.
Shared Christmas is the big thing. It's the one thing that I feel that has united the whole county. It's not east, it's not west, it's the whole county. That, I was like, I could do that, if I could take that plaque and break it up in pieces. The first big chunk I would give to my wife, because quite frankly, my wife, if you don't have support at home to do these things, it doesn't work. The second piece that I break off, I'd be given to Mike Taylor. Mike was one of the founders. He's still with us, he and his wife. He's our guiding light. He's really the guy I look to. And if we didn't have Mike Taylor doing this, you wouldn't have Share Christmas today. It wouldn't be here. Because it would be much, much different.
Holmes County was officially recognized by the National Weather Service with the presentation by Raylene Campbell and Freddie Ziegler from the NWS, sharing that the county was officially a storm-ready county. This means that the county EMA is ready for any type of storm and has the means to alert and prepare the citizens of the county.
Establish a 24-hour warning point and emergency operations center. Have more than one method of receiving weather forecasts and warnings and disseminating that back out to the public. Creating a system that monitors local weather conditions, promote a significance of public readiness through community seminars, which you guys do quite frequently, even through things like our safety days, and develop a formal hazardous weather plan, which includes training severe weather spotters and holding exercises, to which we get all sorts of fun.
When we have our fair and all that, we can actually sign up for the Weather Service to alert us directly if there's any type of impeding weather. And we know 2 years ago, about the last day of the fair, we had a tornado literally go right over top of our fairgrounds during Saturday. So during that time, I had direct contact with the meteorologist in Cleveland. They were advising us, you know, what to do, and that is greatly appreciated. So thank you guys all for what you do for us and helping us keep our community safe.
We're blessed to have JS here meeting with Jordan. And, you know, they both, we get updates. As soon as you get to Jason, Jason's in there and his team is updating what potentials out there, and we always have to be prepared. I love the app that Jason now has us able to hit, so our phones now, you know, ring into thing, you know, say, hey, heads up. I mean, those are things that the technology that's happening is that, you know, in a rural area like this, it's huge.
A new nonprofit would continue to make a big impact after Hurricane Helene hit Western North Carolina. Jonas Troyer, a Holmes County resident, saw a need in that area and stepped up to help. His organization, Hope for Crisis, has been feeding folks in Western North Carolina since just after the hurricane and has also been collecting donated campers and cars to help get the folks out of tents and be able to drive to get a job again. Hope for Crisis was created not just to help Hurricane Helene victims, but to then be ready for any disaster with their disaster relief trailer.
I saw the need in North Carolina. We started serving food. We started taking down supplies that first week, and then it led into doing the campers thing, and we realized we need to start an official organization. We have started the process towards a 501c3, but we're not there yet, hopefully soon, and hoping to set it up to have a rapid response team for any future crises as well. We'll have a full bath in the front of it. I kind of looked at what was the most needed right after it happened, and communication was a major mess. As you know, cell service was down. It was very hard to communicate. So it's going to be fully equipped with Starlink. It's going to have ways people can charge their phones. That was a big need there. And then obviously the primary focus is going to be serving food out of this trailer. It's going to be filled with refrigerators, freezers, stoves, warmers, a serving window out of the side, and everything we need basically to be there and serve 1,000 hot meals a day out of that trailer.
Share Christmas would kick off as November was coming to a close, preparing to help over 200 families and seniors have a good Christmas and start into the new year.
Probably the most generous county. There are other places that have this kind of a program, but I've checked a lot of them out. Nothing like what this county, every single year that comes together with this, and churches that have, you know, there are Mennonite churches out east that have maybe 5 or 6 different projects going at the same time season here, but they hit us, they come and join us, and small little churches of 8 to mega churches that we have here. That's the whole idea, is to take care of the kids during Christmas, and of course we've expanded that to clothing and so on like that.
Around the state, with the election of J.D. Vance as the vice president, that opens up his Senate seat in Ohio, and Bernie Moreno is also a Senate newcomer, giving Ohio 2 new senators going into the new year. Governor Mike DeWine will be the one to choose Vance's replacement. Vance is only the 3rd Ohioan to become vice president and the 1st in over 100 years. After the Senate approved a bill banning transgender students from using bathrooms that fit their gender identities, it would be sent to Governor DeWine for his signature, and he would plan a legal review first. Former First Energy lobbyist All Pled the 5th when questioned about how much of customers' money was used to help pass House Bill 6. The National Transportation Safety Board released a report on the crash that killed 6 from the Tuskegee Valley School District a year after the incident happened. The report shared that while the semi-driver accused of causing the accident was not using drugs or alcohol, he was speeding and there was high data usage on his cell phone from 10 minutes before the crash, but they couldn't confirm because the phone was destroyed in the crash. Repairs were underway for the Daniel Carter Beard Bridge that was damaged in a fire, and damage was more widespread than originally thought. And Amazon would announce that it's expanding its data center operations, investing billions into a new data center in Delaware County. With this step back into 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.